Delete Facebook. Really? Why? Once you give all your data over to them, it's theirs forever. And my question is, why would you delete it now instead of, I don't know, making sure that your kids don't have a Facebook profile ever? Because once the genie's out of the bottle, guess what? You can't put it back in. So it's ironic. I'm experiencing the delete Facebook movement, a clear, 2018, 7 years after I was lobbying my friends to delete Facebook. The week that I'm helping my husband, an independent musician, figure out how to finally monetize his original digital content online in this revolution that somehow I promised him would benefit him and really honestly hasn't panned out for him in the 7 years since then. So it is ironic. And I ask you, you know, a security expert that I know years ago informed me on my current strategy. And he said, resistance is futile. You can't resist these consolidated, centralized social networks. If you don't know, look up Diaspora. Ilian, who started that network, supposedly committed suicide shortly after catapulting into the stratosphere, raising money for the closest thing we could have ever had to challenge the reality that we now are trying to revolutionize against today. So whether you believe he suicided or was offed is your own business. I'm not a conspiracy theorist and I won't engage in these things here. But what I will say is a security expert told me years ago, your best chance of foiling the system is to put false data into the system because you can't hide from it. The minute you begin to withdraw, you become more suspect than anyone who participates. Just think about that for a second, marinate on it, and tell me what you've decided to do in this pivotal week of hashtag delete Facebook.